USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden asked Major League Baseball to postpone their season. USA Radio News' Dan Araki reports.
The Biden administration reportedly asked Major League Baseball to delay opening day after the league itself publicly proposed the idea. According to reporting from The Athletic, the administration approached the league with the idea of using a month-long delay to get players vaccinated against COVID-19. Officials were reportedly confident that with the anticipated emergency use approval of a Johnson & Johnson vaccine, they'd be able to get all players vaccinated. The MLB Players Association is set to meet with administration officials as well, but have already rejected the idea of delaying the season, leaving spring training to begin in 2 weeks. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
John Travolta is reliving his Grease glory days with his daughter Ella in their Super Bowl ad for Scott's Miracle-Gro. 66-year-old John Travolta struggling with an iPhone tripod while his 20-year-old daughter Ella helps out. The father and daughter duo then segue into a Grease-inspired dance routine. USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
President Biden's first test for China is here.
Recent confrontational action by China toward regional rivals Taiwan and India are examples of the communist regime in Beijing challenging new American President Joe Biden. That's according to China expert Gordon Chang. Chang, author of the book The Coming Collapse of China, also tells Fox News.
Well, Biden right now, you know, the Chinese are testing him, but they don't really have to lift a finger to do this because he's giving them everything that they want. You know, we have seen this, for instance, with joining the Paris Accord, rejoining the World Health Organization, his January 26 memorandum on xenophobic attacks, which he blamed President Trump for xenophobia in the United States. The list goes on, and we've really got to be concerned because China is looking right now and thinking it's going to get everything.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
One COVID-19 case contracted at a Melbourne, Australia quarantine hospital has caused 507 tennis players and staff to go into isolation until they return a negative test result 4 days out from the season opening Australian Open February 8th. Everyone in the football world is talking Super Bowl 55 in Tampa Bay this weekend. Tight end Rob Gronkowski with the Buccaneers reveals his mom just lives right up the road.
When we were growing up, there was five boys. Like I see teammates now with like three kids or friends with like two kids, and I'm looking at them like, man, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you're playing ball and you got kids, you got family. And my mom raised five of us. She made sure we were at every practice. We had a meal in between each practice. We had a packed lunch from school to whatever practice we were going to. If she couldn't bring us to practice, she was calling someone to drive us to practice to pick us up. She was just so great at organizing everywhere we should be. And the impact on my life she has made has been tremendous and has just carried over to this day. Like when I'm leaving her house this morning, she's got a whole bag packed full of drinks for me. She's got a breakfast sandwich for me. She's just still on top of her game. And just the impact that she has made just on my life has just been pretty incredible. And it's just still going to this day.
Super Bowl Sunday will be an evening game this year as the Chiefs and Buccaneers do battle on CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.